I might add one thing I think about lots. The floor in our kitchen, the boards were about this wide, a good 12 inches wide in the length of the kitchen.
Goodness,
the kitchen was a pretty big room.
It must have
been. One board in the middle of the room wasn't nailed down. It was just laid in place for a purpose. Chickens back then would get under there, and it was low under the kitchen, and they'd have nests under there. So when we got ready to gather eggs out under the kitchen floor, we lifted up the board and reached under there or crawled under there and got the eggs. The only way we could get under there.
I've never heard of that before. That's interesting. I'm glad you told me about that. I've never heard of it. I bet the children had to do this.
Yes.
That was one of your
That's reason
children.
I remember it so well. I was the one that did it most of the time.
As the youngest, you were elected. Oh, what sort of activities went on in the kitchen in those days? You mentioned churning and, of course, cooking.
Well, back in those days, we had to grow our own food. Everything was canned. That was the canning room, too. Everything that was canned had to take place in the kitchen. We even used to make kraut out of cabbage. Make churns full of kraut. And I think those I remember was even stored in churns. Pottery churns would hold maybe 10 gallons apiece. And besides the meals, we ate all the meals there. It was a kitchen and dining room combined. But we had a flour barrel to store flour in. And we had kegs, seems like, to store sugar and salt and that sort of thing in. Because rats were bad back then. We had to have rat poison out at times and mouse traps and rat traps set at times, because in a little while they could take the place. So everything that we ate had to be put up inside something where they couldn't get into it.
It's a wonder the children didn't get into the rat poison. I guess they were so used to it, though they knew what it was from a very young age. Are there any activities that go on in your kitchen at home now that are maybe different from the older days?
Not much. In the old days, our mother did not allow us to ever play cards. Until this day, I've never had any interest in playing cards of any kind. I've played a few games of rook in my life, but I just didn't like it. My mother taught me different, and I just didn't like it. Till this day, I don't. But I have two children, and they learned to play cards when little, and that was one way of keeping them quiet at home. So my wife allowed it. And they played cards on the kitchen table, and sometimes games of different sorts right now, even till yet.
How old are your children?
Well, one slipped off in marriage the last day of February. She is 18 now. And we have a son, 16. He sometimes gets out some game, maybe once every few months, and plays alone if he doesn't have any company to kill time. Or plays solitary himself, and it's a large dinette suit, and it's a good place for that sort of thing.
Yeah.
The only place we've got in the house that's suitable.
Well, you need a big table for card games especially. You mentioned that your wife has her washer in the kitchen, and she uses it for a laundry room in a way,
yes.
Too.
Yes, that's right. Come to think of it.
Do you remember anything about there being an outside kitchen in the years past?
I've seen it. We didn't have it. Ours is all connected together, all rooms together. But we have a good friend, and his wife works in a bank, has for nearly all her life. They have an old home out a few miles east of our home, and